prepare yourself. You're about to listen to Super Gamescast 64 with your host, Trey Mitchell, and your other hosts, Austin Guttery and Connor Reisenhoover.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, failure!
What is up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Super Gamescast 64. This is your number one podcast in DFW. That's debatable. I don't know. Are there other podcasts about video games in DFW, guys?
None that I'm aware of.
I don't know.
None that I'm aware of. It's us.
I guess when Screw Attack was still around, that would be... one.
It's certainly the number one on the Blowout Network.
Yes.
I think we might be the DFW bastion for video games.
Maybe. Because
Probably are.
Yeah, I agree. Don't know anyone else who talks them.
It's the start of our sixth year.
This is the
sixth year, and I made a Harry Potter joke last week, so I'm not gonna reuse that joke.
Thank you.
But it is year six of the game.
Trey's
cast.
The Half-Blood Prince. That's what he wants let you know.
Might be. You don't know. I'm the Half-Blood Prince. Did you read those books, Austin?
Well, I'm Connor.
I did. I read 1 through 4 as a kid, and then I went back and reread all 7 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 4 or 5 years ago. I really liked them. They're
Connor,
fun.
You read them all, right?
Yes, I did. Okay. I finished the 7th book in 8 hours.
Man.
Whoa.
Yeah. Definitely finished those last few in like a day. I might have taken a weekend with 7. I think I might have paced myself on that one. But yeah, I love those books as well. And it stopped at 7. There was nothing
also,
else after that.
If you haven't listened to them, the audiobooks are fantastic.
Jim Dale? Stephen yeah, that's great.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, David Fry did the UK ones.
Stephen Fry,
sorry. Yeah, he did the UK ones. John Dale, I don't know. He did the American ones, but he's British too. And they're really good. They're very good. Yeah.
They're very well done. A lot of personality.
He does all the voices and stuff. Yeah, he does. He has distinct voices, and they're really good. Yeah. Anyway, this is a Harry Potter podcast. Do you think they still have Harry Potter podcasts? There has to be one.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely has to be.
I think we're getting television shows.
We are. We're just milking everything, aren't we?
Wait, we are?
Yeah. They need to do my idea. Of doing a Marauders TV series. Or doing a
Marcus
series.
Marauders?
The Marauders. It's James Potter and Sirius Black and Lupin.
I was making a high school joke for 2 people.
Okay. Well, that's not funny. They do that, or they do like... I mean, I guess it would be a Marauders. You would link it in with Voldemort's Rise to Power the first time around. If you did a Marauders show. That'd be great. I'd be in that. They don't need to do... I don't know. Maybe they do. Who cares? This isn't a Harry Potter podcast, Connor. This is not a Harry Potter podcast. We can't do it anyway because Alan Rickman's dead.
It's a video games podcast.
Right. We're here to talk about...
And you know what?
Video games.
What you been playing, Trey?
So went back to streaming this week and last week as well. And... I don't know if I talked about... I probably did talk about Resident Evil 4 last week. I did not play that this week. But I did play Yakuza 0 with Chris the Fields and Perry Dactyl. And
so you finally played a game that you've been saying is amazing for years.
I've said people love that game. I've not said, like, it's amazing.
I think you said it was amazing.
This is true.
I don't think so. Check the tape.
Check the tape.
I hear they're amazing. I never said, like, yeah, it's an amazing game. Maybe I have.
Well, is it amazing? You're playing it.
Played a few hours of it, got through the tutorial. It's a very long tutorial. It's a bit boring. It kind of just shows you everything you can kind of do. You can eat ramen, which I got a craving for, so I went to eat ramen this weekend, or week, I guess. You can do karaoke. You can kind of do all this weird stuff, and the combat's pretty fun, actually. It's just it's a beat-em-up. You don't lock on at all the enemies, so you can kind of get turned around, but it's like beat-em-up with combos. So that's sort of the combat.
I've heard it described as Japanese Grand Theft Auto. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's definitely a crime story, and it's very it's very crime kind of. It's like, you know, those kind of like crime with mobsters kind of storylines and stuff. I don't think it's more serious than GTA. I think it's a bit more serious. I mean, it's still fun. There's wacky stuff, but it's not like over the top with satire, like GTA is.
Like Saints Row,
right? It's not. There's no purple dildo as a weapon. At least not yet. I don't know. I haven't played all the way through.
Did you think you would say that when you woke up this morning?
Well, I mean, we're talking about video games, right?
So it was always on the table.
Always on the table. Saints Row, purple dildo.
Okay.
I think it's a purple one. I don't know. Anyway.
You're telling the story, buddy.
Play through that. Got a great raid from Mike Sirois. It was kind of at a real hectic time, though, so I wasn't watching chat. And then my internet went out, so that was great. But
oh, cool.
Had fun playing that. Then Chris and I streamed on Tuesday Super Mario Sunshine.
Are you also hating it?
I'm not hating it. Not hating it like you are. Maybe you just had to get good, man. I don't know.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it can get challenging with the camera. The camera sucks, but I felt like it was manageable. We're pretty close to beating it.
This was a drunk stream, correct?
It was, which maybe wasn't the best idea thinking back, because now I'm kind of sick and that probably didn't help. Lay off the sick cat. I got
how
sick.
Many how many natty lights did you how many natty lights
so did many
you
natty lights I bought a 30-30 and drank about 20 of them. Just pounded them.
Nice, bro.
Yeah,
nice.
Bro. Yeah, bro.
It's like you were back in college.
You know it, bro. You know it. And so, yeah, that was Super Mario Sunshine.
We played Ratchet and Clank. You're going to not even talk about
that? Yeah, no, I was going to go loop around to that, because we played Death Stranding.
Oh,
we went back to play Death Stranding. And, man,
I just decided that it sucks.
I guess, like, we hadn't played in so long, and I'm sweating because it's hot in my apartment, and I'm kind of, like, you know, stressing because I don't know what's really going on, and you're trying to do a stream, and I was just not into it, and I'm like, let's just play Ratchet and Clank, and so we play Ratchet and Clank, the new one. Very pretty.
And you know what?
Yeah.
Pretty great.
Yeah, Austin, you hear that?
It looks really fun. It looks really fun, Austin.
It looks fun, but is it?
It is. It is fun.
I don't know that it's I don't know that it's a game for you, but I'm just saying, I think it looks fun. Like, I probably will play it. I think Trey gave me one of the Ratchet and Clanks.
I gave you the 2016
when he gave
one.
Me his PS4.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I will. I've got a couple more games I got to get through, but then I probably will get to Ratchet and Clank.
Great. I think that's it. I don't think there's anything else that I played. So yeah, it's been a little busy, you know. Connor, what have you been playing? Yeah.
I am what I believe is like two or three chapters away from beating Uncharted 2.
There you go, Uncharted 2.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
You're rushing through it.
Yeah. So I put in a ton of time. This one's really fun.
Uh-huh.
It is based in like Nepal, Tibet.
Yes, yeah,
that
yeah,
sort of
Tibet.
Situation up in the. I was gonna say Alps, but it's definitely not the Alps.
Himalayas.
The Himalayas. Yeah. So it's really cool. It's a cool setting. This game, I think in all of these games, I think I've discovered what I don't like about Uncharted.
Okay.
There's a couple of times where Uncharted just does this thing where it's like, I don't know, you figure it out. And it'll just be like, it will request you to do something, but it will not provide you any sort of like, this is how you need to do it. It'll just be like, get to this window. And it's like, well, I guess you can figure, I hope you can figure out how to do that. Because we're certainly not going to tell you.
There are definitely, definitely times I felt stupid playing those games. Yeah, I'm with you there.
Well, that does happen. There's also a couple times where it's like, for example, there's one level, and it's actually like, it's broken up into chapters, but there's two chapters specifically that are on a moving train.
Uh-huh.
And there's two points on the train where it's like, they do not really tell you what to do, and there's like a time limit to how long you can wait because there's a helicopter firing rockets at you.
I remember that.
So you just have to be, you just have to figure out exactly where to go. And not get killed by the helicopter. And
yeah, there's not a lot of, I mean, it's, you know, it's older. There's not a lot of like, what would you call it? I guess.
Handholding.
No, it's just like, well, not even that. It's just, there's not a lot of ways to improvise and stuff back then. You know, it's like, okay, you got
to
do this.
Yeah, like it's asking you to do something very specific.
Right. Yeah, the gameplay isn't that, the best
and then
in
there's
those
a
games.
Fight. There's a fight with a guy on that train that sucks also.
Right. Yeah, with them.
It's like a guy, he's just throwing grenades at you and you're in a room that's like two times your width. So it's like not even that big and you can't really get around
right.
him. And he'll kill you if he hits you with two punches and
I
you die.
I remember that, yeah.
But no, I made it to...
Are you enjoying the story and all that? And the voice acting?
I am. I just made it to Shambhala.
Shambhala. You're at the end there.
Yeah, just made it to Shambhala. Yeah, I'm getting pretty close. Yeah, it's a fun game. I do like that Nathan Drake is murdering countless thousands
yes,
of people.
Yes, he is. He's just
like,
a murderer.
He is just killing dudes.
Uh-huh.
And they're all Russian, so it's fine,
I guess.
It's
called ludonarrative dissonance, Connor.
Stop.
Where you're just killing people and you don't really think about it?
No, it's the idea that... You have your character's actions don't really match the character being presented. So, you know, Nathan Drake's this plucky adventurer, but you're mowing down hundreds of people, you know? Or like
you are just absolutely killing dudes.
Yeah, and it's, you know, there's like in some games they'll do the good and evil system, you know, morality systems to kind of subvert that. But yeah, it's like or Grand Theft Auto where, you know, your character's trying to get out of the game and but you're just mowing down people, you know. Yeah, it's sort of
the only thing The only thing I thought was dumb about this game is the reveals about the monsters are stupid. It's my only real complaint about this
game. What's the blue sap?
Story-wise. Yeah, it's dumb.
It's the blue sap, Connor.
Why are there monsters?
Yeah. It's hard to explain. The first one has monsters also. It's like presented as a very like... It's weird because the game is presented as a very like, hey, this is... It's very Indiana Jonesy in that it's like, this is a real world thing, but there are also like supernatural elements to
right.
it. And so in the first one, you get about 3/4 of the way through the game and then it's like, actually this thing you're after, it's turning people into zombies.
Right. It's a drug, though. It's
then,
a bioweapon. And it's all explained
right.
by science,
one,
you know. I'm putting my quotations when
quotes.
I say science, yeah.
Yeah, I would say science in quotes.
Right.
And in this one, you get about halfway through the game, and then you get attacked by like a snow yeti or something.
Right.
And then it's explained right before you get to the magical Shangri-La that it's real people.
Right.
The whole time. So, it's whatever.
The fourth one doesn't have that, from what I remember. Even though maybe it kind of.
I'm kind of disappointed because I'm expecting it now. But
right.
anyway, it's a fun game. I really like it. I will be finishing that probably in the next 4 days or 5 days, maybe.
I'm excited for you to play 3 and 4, because I think 3 and 4 were my favorites playing. I wonder how you're going to like them. I think 4 is the best. But I would be interested to see what you think.
Cool. Well, really enjoying them. So that's...
Yeah, it's great. All right.
Cool. Austin, what you been playing?
I've been busy this week, so I've really only played Skyward Sword.
Okay.
I finished two temples, and that's where I'm at.
You having fun?
Are you still
the
liking
time
it?
Around?
I am still liking it. The level design and the dungeon design is fantastic. They're super challenging, and they're a lot of fun, and they take a while. And that's what I missed in Breath of the Wild. And there's just a lot of fun, quirky characters and stuff. The only way to play is with the Joy-Cons. The button controls are unusable, but playing with the Joy-Cons is great. Supernatural, the gyro controls work well and everything. And yeah, I'm really liking it.
What is the... If you had to pick one, what's the weak point of this game? Because I don't remember this game getting a ton of praise when it... I mean, it got a lot of praise when it initially came out, but it wasn't like... People weren't like losing their minds over it.
Didn't we talk last week about how it has like some of the highest ratings of a Zelda game ever?
Right.
Maybe I'm just remembering. I just don't remember.
Well, it's because they reused the same three areas. There weren't, you know, they kind of and there wasn't a lot of.
Wait, as to why it has some of the best reviews ever?
Well, no. Why that people don't like it, have problems with it, he asked.
Well, I'm confused why the critical reviews are so incredibly high and then people just don't like it.
You know, I don't know if it has anything to do with this one, but I think critics are very much when they play something at one sitting, because like those guys like will spend a weekend on something and
right.
play all of it to get a review out, you know, and so maybe that changes your mind than if you're just like sitting there and, you know, playing through something for weeks.
Right. I guess that's true.
I don't know. You know, that can be a factor. That's why a lot of companies don't do really that anymore. Because it's, or I think review scores are dumb. That's a whole other conversation though. Yeah, I don't know. I think the story's real good. The characters are real good. It's like the best representation of Zelda in a Zelda game, probably.
Yeah. Has a lot of fun mechanics.
Yeah. It's colorful.
Uh-huh.
You know?
It is.
Yeah. I didn't like the repetitiveness. And I
I'll report back and we'll see what I start to not like about it.
I didn't like the little spirit realms either, but that just might be me. Because I just didn't like having to...
Spirit realms.
Yeah, when it's like those little orbs you have to pick up, and those like guardians will kill you if you are not on the right path.
I don't remember that.
Okay. I really hated that part.
I remember the orbs you had to pick up in Twilight Princess.
It's similar.
Okay.
Yeah. But that just might be me. And also, it's weird. Because I'm like, I don't want to play it again. I've played it... I've played that like recently, but I'm like, I played that in 2012.
Yeah, it's
almost 10
it's,
years ago.
Well, it came out 10 years ago. That's why they
right.
did the re-release.
Right. So
it's crazy.
Like, man, it's been that long. I have like a pretty fond memories playing it because it was.
Yeah, it I was, loved it when it came out.
Yeah, you know, I like the music a lot too. The music's real good. Mm-hmm. I played that. When I was doing promotions for the ticket, so I'd be like, after my promotions job, I'd be all hot and sweaty from a nice remote, and I'd go home and sit in my bed and play Skyward Sword.
Fun memories.
Fun memories.
Oh yeah, like some fun memories.
I know you do. All right, that was a fun talk about the video games, Connor. I think we got some newses coming up, sis. And
we do. We have one large news story.
Right. Which Austin said that he did not want to do. He said
I'm pretty sure you said you didn't want to do
Austin
it. I will read
said,
the text you sent to Tim.
You know what? I need more positivity in the world, and this is just bringing negativity, and it's hurting my vibe, bro.
Trey said, and I quote...
No, don't be reading text out of context.
He said... Wait, where are all these texts? Did you somehow get in here and delete them?
Maybe I did. Maybe I deleted them. You'll never know.
Let's see. Tim said, you guys talking about Blizzard? And Trey said, no, we're sweeping that under the rug. Those women are totally lying. Tim says, sound is about right. Connor would probably rate their ethics a 9 out of 10.
Probably.
Trey said, yes, he would. Trey said, Austin would say that they are just trying to cancel white men. Connor says, 9 is a bad score for me. I only give 10s. Well, I guess we're all at fault.
We're all at fault. Mm-hmm. We're all at fault for doing that. I think it's a very important story. And I think those texts were in jest. Right. And I apologize.
Well, good thing we're not going to start out with that story.
Okay. Well, we need a somber news song this week.
Okay.
How about...
you want to sing that song from Lady and the Tramp?
What?
I don't know any songs from Lady and the Tramp.
Hey, sing Mouth Dreams.
Which one for Mouth Dreams? There's like 50 songs up there.
Man, that's so good, by the way.
Why don't you instead do All Around Me, Mad World?
Oh, Mad World? Do Mad World.
Okay. All around me are some sad stories about the Blizzard.
Okay, that's not cheap in that horrible story.
Okay.
Like, oh,
all around me are some sad...
He's honoring it.
Yeah.
A woman killed herself, dude.
Some sad stories.
He is honoring her by doing this song.
Yes, Trey.
Gonna go to prison.
So just cool it.
And you know what? Hey, I'm going to pause for a moment. We just want to say, we want to apologize. We want to say our condolences are with her family and all the grief and pain that
maybe
they're going through.
Maybe we should
just
cut all this.
Treating this.
He is. That's the song.
Distancing. I want everyone to know I'm distancing from that.
Trey, these lyrics are really dark that you gave me. I don't know if I want to sing these.
And just like that, we've made it to the news segment. Hey, have you guys been watching any of the Olympics?
I'm not putting that in the podcast.
Well, you have to. It's contractually obligated. You are.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and just start the news. It feels like we've hit two trains of... hit each other, but we're going to keep going forward. Have you been watching the Olympics, either of you?
I have. Trey doesn't believe
me for
some
weird
reason.
Trey, have you been watching the Olympics?
I have not been watching the Olympics. I don't have a TV that can watch the Olympics.
Well,
you don't have an antenna?
Did you watch?
I don't have an antenna.
The opening ceremony.
I did not. I don't believe in worldwide
number one,
camaraderie.
That's an interesting point of view to take, I guess. Well, did you know that they played a ton of video game music?
I heard.
Whoa. Zelda?
Let's see. Let me read you some off, all right?
Mario?
They started with the Dragon Quest theme.
Connor?
Weird.
Athletes from Greece walked through an empty stadium to the Dragon Quest Overture Rotos theme, followed immediately by a Final Fantasy Victory fanfare.
Do, 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 do.
They also played, Monster Hunter songs, Kingdom Hearts songs, Chrono Trigger, Ace Combat, Monster Hunter, Sonic the Hedgehog, not the one you're thinking of.
Escape from the City?
Fine. No, they didn't play that. Final Fantasy.
Whoa! Oh, yeah!
No, they played some Gradius.
Olympics. We all got COVID and sex-free beds.
Right, did they give everyone a free copy of Mario and Sonic at the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games? For Wii?
If only. If only.
Did everyone get the bike from Akira?
Anyway, they played
Connor's about to kill you.
When are you going to start? Just do an anime cast on your own. Don't sully this wonderful show. This show that is honoring people and is going after the big guys that need to be gone after.
Austin didn't sound like he was honoring anybody.
In Trey's defense, Akira did predict the Tokyo 2020 Olympics back in 1988 before it was even, elected. So it does have to do with the Olympics.
And in my defense, in that article you're going to read about what they had originally planned, they did plan to have someone ride in the at the very beginning in the motorcycle from Akira.
That is badass.
Yes.
Connor, so you should be shamed for was relevant. Shitting on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Connor's wrong. He's flawed.
Early documents showed that the opening ceremonies were supposed to feature sequences based on 8-bit world of video games from Nintendo's catalog.
But not Sony? Is Sony getting shafted here?
I think
they're Japanese.
Lady Gaga was supposed to come out of a warp pipe wearing a Mario
hat. That is great. That would be fun. She's hot.
She is.
But no, I don't have any Akira information. It was originally supposed to be Shigeru Miyamoto really helping out with the opening ceremony, but they exited and did not end up doing that. So,
as a cove?
Yeah, it's been a shit show.
It didn't. Yeah, COVID is not good there, buddy. Not good.
Yeah.
It's not great here, but it's better than other places.
It's because that's where Wuhan is, right? That's what my dad says.
Okay. Two very different countries.
Moving on.
Sorry.
Moving
Nick.
On. We're gonna work our way up. We're gonna work our way up to the Activision Blizzard stuff. We're gonna edge. We're gonna news edge.
Yeah.
Work our way up. So we're gonna news edge. PlayStation Plus this month, Trey. Tell me which of these games
you're
really excited for.
Dude, I'm getting pissed. It sucks. Now, I think a Plague Tale is supposed to be really good. That was last month, and I did download that. I hear that's good, but it looks like it just...
This month, dude, here we go. Plants vs. Zombies, Battle for Neighborville.
No.
That's the third-person shooter. Okay. Okay, next. How about Tennis World 2?
No.
Wait, it's the sequel.
Okay. How about Hunter's Arena Legends?
Is that Monster Hunter?
Why does that sound familiar?
I think it's Monster Hunter.
No, it's a brawler-style battle royale featuring 17 playable hunters.
No.
If you guys hear some thudding around, it's because I have two chubsters.
Okay, dude.
Up in the apartment above me.
You were making fun of them hard on the stream. Calling them just two butterballs and tubs of lard and two bowling balls rolling around. Sorry, not everyone's freaking, you know, skinny like you.
Well, guess what? They're children. They can grow up and they might be skinny when they grow up. Although
they
based on
fat.
The other people they live with. Based on the other people they live with, that's a no-go.
Whoa. Okay. Jeez. Well,
okay, Xbox games with gold for August, Trey. Maybe you'll be more excited by these.
Tennis World 3?
Darksiders 3. Yeah, Tennis World 3. No, Darksiders 3, Trey.
I've not played Darksiders.
Eh?
I'm not playing it. I know people.
Have you had the Skittles Darkside?
No.
They're real good.
I don't eat Skittles.
What is that?
They have a yellow bag called Lightside, and they have a purple bag called Darkside, and there's just like...
Ooh, Color of Corruption.
Yeah, true.
True. Sad.
Sad.
We also have Yooka-Laylee. Trey, you can play Yooka-Laylee.
Yeah, I heard that wasn't great.
From whom?
You can play Lost Planet 3.
That's like Outer Wilds, just as good.
No, it's not. Outer Wilds is so good.
You can also play Garou, Mark of Wolves.
Yeah? So, Dre?
Any of those do anything for you?
No.
Yeah, it seems like a bad month for games with for free on PlayStation and Xbox.
Well, like, Nintendo did their, like, SNES, you know, thing, and it's like three games I've never ever heard of. It's like, all right.
Well, they're running out of... Since it's only, like, SNES games, like, they're going to run out of content eventually.
Mm-hmm. Took a shower today.
You can only...
And it was the weirdest thing. I got out, and I
okay,
was, like,
keep going.
Brushing my hair, and it was, like, still shampoo in it. But I, like, washed my hair. but there was still like shampoo in it. It was weird.
Did you have like a weird stroke in the shower?
Maybe.
And you lost a bunch of time?
Maybe.
Oh, he was stroking something, all right.
Anyway.
Thank you. PlayStation 5, Trey, how many has it sold since launch?
10 million. 10 million.
That's correct. It sold 10 million units since its launch in November.
6 million of those faster than are by scalpers.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Like, if they've sold that many, but no one can find one.
Yeah, that is weird. Literally no one can find one.
Right. It's all the scalpers.
I don't know, man. But you'd think even if it's all the scalpers, they have to be like slowly dripping them out.
People are buying
them. Eventually people are going to get so thirsty for PS5 that they're going to buy it. They also acknowledged that the milestone is not done because there's greater demand for supply.
Right.
Or there's greater demand and there's supply constraints. So they did say that, but even despite that, they've sold 10 million.
Yeah, it's insane. I really do think it's scalpers. That's a lot of the number. Just, yeah. But because you can't buy anything, dude. My cousin was looking for an Xbox. He couldn't find anything. He actually bought like an Xbox One X, I think. Yeah, it's just crazy. What was I going to say? I don't know, Connor, if you saw this, but they have a new beta for PlayStation 5 coming out, and it's supposed to fix a lot of the stuff that were issues, and it also gives you the capability to put in an SSD internal drive. Yes. In there. Yeah.
Yes, I did see that. It allows you to expand your right. The amount of
save the amount new, of memory you have. Is this a new piece of hardware? Is this a new console?
No, it has a slot that you can put in an SSD drive.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's now it's capable to do it because of the firmware. So now you can spend $100 on 1 terabyte.
It was always there and yeah, it was always there and part of what you could do, or it was promised that it could be part of what you could do, but it wasn't available day one.
Right.
Mm.
Which is still weird
if you think about it. To build a console and be like, and this is something that you will be able to do, but you can't do it now.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of COVID stuff, man. Just restrictions of time, and then they wanted to hit the date, and by God, they'll hit the date, you know.
Do you think that this is in the paradigm, the time we are right now, Trey? Do you think that this is a tasteful headline? Nintendo gives Dr. Mario mobile game just 3 months to live.
That's funny.
But Nintendo's been doing a weird thing where they're just like taking games off.
That's right. So Nintendo is removing the Dr. Mario mobile game from the App Store. Have either of you played it for any significant amount
of time? I didn't know it existed.
I remember when it came out, but I didn't play it.
I like Dr. Mario a lot, but I also like this game called Tetris, which is basically the same thing.
Oh, really? I've never played Dr. Mario.
You've never played Dr.
No.
Dr. Mario is literally Tetris with like some extra rules.
Okay.
But that's all it is. You might as well go play Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine.
You just like saying that, I think. It is a funny word to say.
That's what he...
Austin?
I've got to throw it to the Outer Wilds desk with our Outer Wilds correspondent Trey with breaking Outer Wilds news.
Yeah, so Annapurna, or I read it Anupama, they had a little press conference today, and they actually had some kind of cool stuff. There's like a cat video game you can play as a cat, like a sci-fi world. They're like they're the A24 of video games.
Oh, yeah.
Is it the Garfield game?
It's not the Garfield game. But one of the best video games ever made, Outer Wilds, it is getting an expansion, a story expansion, one and only story expansion, and that's coming out in September. And it's kind of, they kind of left it in mystery. They didn't really explain kind of the story, what it was, which makes sense because that game is all mystery, or why it even exists, because like, you know, that I don't want to ruin the game, but like there's reasons why that would not really make sense. But
I thought it was a self-contained story.
It's not really a self-contained story. It's more like you're finding clues and finding out little pieces of the story, and then you, when you get enough information, you can go somewhere, you can find different things, and then you finally like realize what you have to do, and you do it, and then it like kind of does its own story with the end. So it's like that. There's not really like a, like you kind of discover the story as you go.
That makes sense. I just figured it was a closed story since I believe it ends with the world, the sun exploding.
What do you mean? Every 22 minutes the sun explodes. Yeah.
So I'm saying, isn't that the definition of a closed circuit?
Well, he has to fix the loop, right? You have to fix the loop.
Will you guys stop spoiling this game for me?
Well, that's the whole point of the game, is it's every 22 minutes you stop.
Well, yeah, I know. I've played it. Yeah. I've finished it.
It's an amazing game.
Ooh, the Mino looking gymnast just fell flat on her face.
No. I always hate watching them on the beam.
They're on the bars right now.
Yeah. Oh.
And they're also on bars right now.
I bet.
Well, speaking of.
Yeah, Outer Wild stuff. And I guess the Switch version's delayed until holiday. So. Get it on the Switch. Play on the Switch.
Well, guys, we've reached the climax of our news segment.
Oh, no.
We're going to talk more Activision Blizzard, because even more stuff came out from this week after we talked last week, which was last week the state of California had done some digging into Blizzard's sexual harassment, some workplace harassment, things like that. And even more came out this week. So let us dive in. I'm not really going to do this in order, but we're just going to talk about each of these individual pieces, because there's like 8 different stories for all of this. So, senior Blizzard alums expressed regret for a, quote, culture that fostered harassment, inequality. So, Blizzard's co-founder and writer who helped create the Warcraft universe, those are 2 separate people, gave statements this weekend expressing regret and contrition for the workplace culture that the California authorities had found. Let's see. Let me see their actual quotes. Quote, "The fact that so many women were mistreated and were not supported means that we let them down. In addition, we did not succeed in making them feel safe or a place for people to tell their truth." This is, let's see, Mike Morhaime, the publishing chief executive until 2018. And then the other guy said, "I offer you my deepest apologies for the part I played in a culture that fostered harassment, inequality, and indifference."
Oh, okay. Well, it's all good now then.
Should be.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
It's hard to, I don't really know, like, so these are past people, right? They don't work at Blizzard anymore. But at this point, is there anything that those two guys could say that would make you accept their apology?
No. Like, they're just saving face now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel
it'd be different
if
like they came out and said, "Hey, we did all this and we regret this and we want to do right." But it's, you know, it's like something comes out and everyone apologizes because they got caught, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. The only reason I feel like they're doing it, one of these guys has a Kickstarter currently going.
for a game?
I apologize. Yeah, earlier this spring, he had a Kickstarter that raised $1.2 million for a tabletop Dungeons & Dragons.
That's the thing. These guys will work again.
They're currently working.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the thing. So Activision stated on Thursday, last Thursday, this was a statement against state regulators. They said that the lawsuit included distorted and in many cases false descriptions of Blizzard's past. The company also called the regulators reprehensible for including its complaint In its complaint, the circumstances of female employee's death by suicide, a matter Activision Blizzard, quote, says, has no bearing whatsoever on this case. Internal emails from the current Blizzard staff, the current Blizzard heads, did not express the same confidence. They said, Activision's president said, quote, these allegations are deeply disturbing. There is zero tolerance for this type of behavior in our workplace or, frankly, in our society. Let's see. The president of Blizzard, the current president of Blizzard, J. Allen Brack, said the allegations and hurt of the current and former employees is extremely troubling. The behavior detailed in the allegations is completely unacceptable. So.
So about the Cosby Room?
Oh, we'll get there. Hold on. We will get there. So one of the... Let's see. Blizzard, the lead combat systems designer for World of Warcraft, said, quote, I'm unhappy with the corporate response up to this point. I don't feel it represents me or what I believe. Many of us have said this internally. It feels worth saying it publicly. And then someone else, a senior systems designer at Blizzard, said, quote, almost no work is being done on World of Warcraft right now while this plays out. So I want to follow up with that. Because Activision Blizzard employees walked out in support of the harassment lawsuit. This happened yesterday, or 2 days ago, to the 27th. Employees stopped work on Wednesday in protest of a, quote, abhorrent and insulting response from a company leadership to the lawsuit. So 2,600 employees, current and former employees, signed an open letter in support of the lawsuit.
How did that go?
Sounds like
a walkout.
According to this, it just happened, and I don't think anything came of it.
Mm-hmm. You see, so, Activision, I don't know if you have this in your notes, but they bought, they got a firm, you know, it's like a union busting firm to,
no way.
Them. Yeah.
No way. It's because they don't actually care.
Nope.
Let's see. Here's another one. We'll just keep going. We'll get into Alex Afrasiabi, who is a developer named against Activision Blizzard, who was alleged to engage in blatant sexual harassment with little or no repercussions. That is in 2020 after an internal investigation. So how about that? Yeah. He wasn't fired until the summer of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to get into the Cosby suite. Okay. So this is important to note. Let's see. The Cosby suite was a nickname for, I don't know how to say his name. So Afrasiabi is what I'm going to go with. Afrasiabi's BlizzCon 2013 hotel room, which was a reference obviously to Bill Cosby. He has been outright named in the lawsuit. And it says, during a company event, an annual convention called BlizzCon, Afrasiabi would hit on female employees, telling them he wanted to marry them, attempting to kiss them, and putting his arms around them. This was in plain view of other male employees, including supervisors, who had to intervene and pull him off of female employees. Let's see. He was so known to engage in harassment with females that his suite was named the Cosby Suite after alleged rapist Bill Cosby.
Hmm.
The Cosby Suite is more than a nickname or joke. Afrasiabi posted on his Facebook, supplied to Kotaku. It was full of booze, where many would pose with an actual portrait of Bill Cosby while smiling.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's a weird picture.
It was a hotspot... It was a hotspot for informal networking at BlizzCon, where people would, looking to make inroads in the company would go and meet and hang out with some of its top designers.
Hmm. That's some shit right there.
Yeah, he can be clearly seen in a number of pictures surrounded by a variety of unidentified people sitting on a bed holding a Bill Cosby photo. And some of them are wearing Cosby sweaters.
So, this was 2013, Blizzard source. Where, the allegations were not out, but it was well known that he was doing that.
Yes, one ex-Blizzard source familiar with the people presented in the pictures identified an HR representative as one of the employees present in the hotel room.
Hmm. Great HR.
Another image in the same Facebook album shows a screenshot from a 2013 group chat called the BlizzCon Cosby Crew.
That's what we should name the Hang Zone one of the Discord. Awesome.
Oh, no.
One of the designers for Blizzard says, "I am gathering hot chicks for the cause."
Oh, God.
And then Afrasiabi says, "Bring them." Someone else says, "You can't marry all of them." To which Afrasiabi says, "I can. I'm Middle Eastern."
Oh, no. Now Andy's being racist.
A current lead game designer at Blizzard then replies, "You misspelled F."
Damn.
And
ice.
So, dude, this is so bad.
Are they going to survive this?
Absolutely awful.
Because people are like Blizzard not playing. Fine. People are not playing Blizzard games, though. They're saying don't buy anything from them. And I don't know.
I saw several people take to online and say just totally boycott them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dude,
and it's not just Blizzard. You know this is going on at other companies.
Oh, yeah. You
know? Yeah.
Correct. This is just, honestly, like, this is just like, I think we talked about it last week, but it's, you're in a scenario where no one is going to say anything, even if you're caught. Like, even if you're like, dude, this is totally awful behavior, everyone else has tacitly agreed that it's okay. So you'll be the weird one for pointing out that this is bad behavior.
Right.
Yeah. So,
I don't know what happened.
Activision Blizzard CEO Bobby Kotick had to release a letter Tuesday apologizing for the company's response to all of this. He promised swift action and long-lasting change at Activision. But I don't know that that's even possible. This feels very much like the Mavs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
Like
they're going to get a
the internal Mavs stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but which, the guy made $1 million.
Yeah, I don't know. It's you know, I hate to just be kind of generic, but it's horrible, and I don't know.
But I don't know what you can do to fix it. Like, is especially so clearly there's something wrong if all of this stuff happened in 2013. And this guy didn't get fired till 2020.
Right. What That's do you do to fix it? It's a cultural thing. It isn't Activision. It isn't Blizzard. It's a culture. Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, these stories happen not frequently, but in our time doing this podcast, we've done 5 or 6 of these stories at least. You know, like we had the one about
Naughty Dog. I mean, it was like a one incident, but it was an incident, you know. I mean, there's every company probably has something, right? I'm sure the Ticket has stuff. Every company has stuff. I mean, I don't know about the Ticket. Like, from what I've seen, everything's been on board, but I'm sure there's been stuff. I don't know, you know.
It's just a weird cultural thing. Mm-hmm. Like,
and you get a lot of guys together, you know.
But I've been in groups with like guys like that, and it's like, it's very clear who's uncomfortable with it the whole time. You know what I mean? Like, there are enough people that are uncomfortable with it that it's just like a larger group of guys.
Might be immature.
I don't know, man. I don't know, dude. And then what's also weird is there's weird power dynamics in there too, where it's like this guy is like a lead on stuff, so you kind of need to be in good with him to even move up.
Right.
And so, and I'm not even thinking of it from the ladies who are being harassed's position. I'm just talking about like other guys who are like, yeah, this is messed up or this is wrong. Like, I don't know. It's very much like a, do I like my job or do I like, do I care more about my job than I care about making a stand for any specific sort of thing or what?
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird deal. I don't think we're going to solve it or anything. I just, it's interesting to talk about. And I really hope that Activision Blizzard does get just hammered for this, like, legally.
Yeah, we'll see.
I think maybe that's the start, right? Is like, it's the same with when we talk about bad cops, which I think we mentioned last week. Mm-hmm. But it's like, until someone gets hammered for these mistakes, like, why would anyone care?
Right. Maybe they'll be the Derek Chauvin. And not, I'm not even making a joke. I'm just saying, like, that was the first, like, major case where, like, the people got together and actually, like, made something happen. And I wonder if this is, if this case will be the same for the games.
I mean, if nothing else, it's in what I would assume is going to be a pretty difficult court to win for Activision Blizzard.
Yeah. And I've seen plenty of SVU.
And, well, I just mean that's in California, which I assume is going to be pretty tough on the larger business like that.
Right.
But I think it also helps maybe that it's not from a, that the suit is not from like an individual or a group of individuals. It's from a like internal review, I think, by the state.
Yeah. They're going to get fucked.
Which may hold some more sway. I don't know.
Yep.
But yeah, I would love, I mean, Blizzard has proven itself to be kind of an awful company for different reasons.
Yeah. Chinese stuff.
Yeah, earlier, I guess it was last year, but
yeah,
I don't know, man. Got to break up big business. That's what I say.
I agree. Unionize. That's the thing. Unionization.
But it's true. If unions didn't work or weren't something that businesses were afraid of, they wouldn't spend so much money on people trying to stop people from joining them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a few Twitter questions to pivot if we're done.
Trey's done. He has to go hang out with his friend.
We got Alex.
Trey, do your Twitter questions and then
Go ahead. Do you have something else?
Oh, I was gonna say, do your Twitter questions and then I wanted to discuss quickly huge with you guys about this weird phenomenon of like game centric wrestling signs that has started in the last month.
Okay.
Okay.
We have just two.
I have some random ones to read you.
Alex Baker says, no question, just wanted to lament Doug being ineligible for Nickelodeon All-Stars since it's become a Disney IP for its last few seasons.
Oh, man, that would be great. I would love to just pound on Doug's little stupid little face for an hour.
Yeah.
You don't want to play as Quail Man?
No. So dumb. Doug is the dumbest.
Whoa.
Sorry.
It's because you identify as Doug and you hate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
He's certainly a, what's his friend's name?
Skeeter?
Skeeter?
Is that Skeet?
Yeah, you're more of a Skeeter.
Yeah.
You're more of a Skeeter. No, what I was saying, though, is, Trey, you weren't on when we discussed Nickelodeon All-Stars, I don't think. Is there anyone from Nickelodeon that you really want?
We got some Angry Beavs.
Do you want Pete?
Connor hates Angry Beavs.
Pete or other?
I know he does. Pete and Peter live action, though.
You want Pete or...
So?
Okay, but what if they did do it?
I want Pete and Pete to be a duo. You have to switch out.
Okay, I like where your head's at.
Mm-hmm. Because one Pete's taller, one Pete's shorter, one Pete's older, one Pete's younger.
The Dr. Seuss?
Right. And
one Pete's red, one Pete's blue.
Well, they're both red.
Whoa, whoa. Just say native, Trey. You can't say red.
That's like red hair.
okay, that's allowed.
Talk about subs says, what would you do if all of a sudden all video games vanished forever and no video games would ever be made to replace them?
I mean, what does he want us to say? We'd probably go on with our lives.
Yeah.
Well, I'd fucking kill myself, dude.
I'd kill myself. I'd do it right now.
Wow.
We're on this podcast.
You have a friend coming over. You have a friend coming over.
It's to get the body.
Well, Trey, can I read you?
yes.
Can I talk to you about this really quick?
I would love it.
Okay, so I haven't noticed any in WWE. That doesn't mean they're not happening. But in the last month, we've gotten a ton of very specific game signs at AEW events. Okay. Sorry, Jessica came in the room for some reason and took my phone.
What? You've been talking to girls that you shouldn't be talking to?
Yeah, she's got to go through your phone.
She does. You've been cheating?
Yeah, Jessica's trying to see if I have another girlfriend.
Probably, dude. You might.
Trey, why do you assume that I have another girlfriend?
I don't know. Oh, now he's trying to deny it and real vehemently in front of Jessica.
Yeah, he is.
Trey, that's crazy. That's crazy.
It's insane. I would not have another girlfriend, Jessica. I promise you.
She's gone. Okay, anyway, what I was saying is that there have been very oddly specific game signs. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to read a couple to you because I thought they were funny.
Is this like the Persona one?
Yes, I believe the first one was Persona 5 sucks. which is oddly specific to bring.
Yeah.
This guy last night had a sign that says Kingdom Hearts sucks.
Jeez.
It does.
It does. But damn.
Someone else had a sign. One of the main guys in AEW, the champion currently, is named Kenny Omega. He's a big gamer. This guy said, "Hey, Kenny, FT10, which means first to 10, in 3S. So Street Fighter 3.
Roasted.
Which is a very oddly specific sign as well. We also had last week, we had two signs next to each other. One said, "Anime sucks."
Hey. It does.
Very broad.
And the other one, which is very specific, said, "Localize Mother 3.
Oh, that is true.
That is a good meme right there.
Damn, you should have had one at Garland.
That's all.
What would your sign say?
You're right.
What would your sign say?
Oddly specific games.
Yeah.
Got to follow my rainbow.
Okay.
I don't know. What is an oddly specific sign that you would bring to an event?
I would say
this.
Grezzo did a great job with the Ocarina of Time remaster. Give him some props.
Okay. That's sweet.
Okay.
You wouldn't do made from real bees or brought to you by real bees or whatever.
Oh,
spiders.
Made from real bees. All proceeds go to real spiders. Yeah, I actually probably would do that.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I think that we have to describe this podcast name this week has to be Made from Real Bees.
Made from Real Bees. All right. That's the name. Bob would probably like kept you waiting, huh?
What is that?
From Metal Gear Solid. He said,
"Oh,
that.
Christ."
There you
okay,
go.
Okay, everything perfect. I like has to be an "Oh, Christ."
I'm trying to think, what would I bring? I would bring... what does Nathan Drake say? Does he say, "That's one hell of an ass"?
That's... I think that's Sully more.
No, I think
you
says,
can have,
I think
you can have Sully going, "Yay!" And then you do Vuvuzela's playing.
No, I think Nate says that to Sully as Sully's climbing up the ladder.
Yeah, I think he does. They had a little fun moment.
Maybe that. Maybe. Honestly, I think my sign would say, "Unlike Sonic, I don't chuckle. I'd rather flex my muscles."
All right.
Mine would say, "Sega does what Nintendo don't."
Mm.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
Mine would be Crash Bandicoot with the megaphone saying, "Hey, Mushroom Man."
Mine would say Crash Bandicoot sucks.
Well,
it does.
He does.
Mine would say Knights deserves a remake.
Trey, you should just say Medieval. And that's it.
Medieval.
Oh, that would be awesome. Trey, next time you're at an event where you can have a sign, just please make a sign that just says Medieval.
Just draw a little skeleton on it.
Yeah, have no one explain it and just leave people confused. Is there, besides wrestling, is there any places that people still bring signs to hold up?
Sporting
political events.
Political events, yeah. Trumps.
Okay. That's a good point. But those are basically wrestling matches without the wrestling.
Right.
Well, that is a hot political commentary from Connor.
I don't think that's a hot political commentary at all.
Hot political commentary.
Whatever. That's all I have. Well, this week we've been made from real bees, as always.
We have been made from real bees this week. All proceeds
what
go to real spiders.
What is that from? What did you...
It's all proceeds go to real spiders. It's from Undertale.
Okay. Yeah. But you thought it was made from real bees.
Yeah.
I just assumed maybe that was the slogan for the
for bee simulator?
The bee plasmid that you get in BioShock.
Oh. That'd be great if it was. They should have done that.
The swarm. I think swarm is what it's called.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's the podcast for this week.
Great. Another stinker.
Another stinking stupid podcast. When are we going to just stop doing this?
Next week, Trey, I'm going to make you do A to Z, go through all the alphabet, and name a game that starts with each letter. So get excited.
Kill me. Just kill
That'll
me.
That'll be fun. I'll do that, Trey. I'll take over for you. Don't worry.
Okay. Bye.
I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall in the summertime. These visions, I can change them, sort and rearrange them. A world of understanding, which you have never seen before. I had a dream that I was floating to your house. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall in the summertime. How could I make you understand? We are radiant beams of light, shining bright even when we are small. In the fall. This is where it picks up. The snare coming in. Feels good. Gets you hyped. People know the chorus by this point, so they can sing with you when you go. I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. Huh. Huh. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall.
When was it?
In the summertime. These visions, I can change them, sort and rearrange them. A world of understanding, which you have never seen before. I had a dream that I was floating to your house in the summertime. I had a dream that I was 300 feet tall.
I think you guys are
in the summertime.